improved visual numbers. Kicking off, let's see here. Actually, BetX won the toss, and they said, sir, we would like the ball. BetX won the toss. He elected to receive, so they'll be receiving the ball on the left side of your radio. Cass City will be kicking off from the right side of your radio, and that would be the 6'4" Dutchman, Tom Reischauer, kicking off for the Cass City Redhawks, the foreign exchange student from Deutschland. He's getting ready to kick things off from the 40-yard line. Dave Hansen, first thoughts.
We didn't make it 1 minute after 7 o'clock before we heard about the Dutchman, so that's already setting the tone for the night. But, again, it's a beautiful night. The field looks almost perfect. We'll get to that later. But otherwise, it looks like a good home crowd, and let's see how the Badass can get off to a fast start. That was what Coach Kelly Durr would love to see happen.
Deep back for the Badass Hatchets, that'd be number 10, Jack Clancy, stands at his own 5-yard line, as well as number 17, Chandler Cady. He brings it in at the 9-yard line. He leaps across the 20 and gets all the way out beyond the 25, out to the 26-yard line, brought down by Tristan Swiderski for Cass City. First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets at their own 26-yard line.
Oh, I don't know. I watched the Lions game on Sunday, and I don't think that worked very well for T.J. Hawkinson, so I hope that we don't continue to see many of those plays. But nonetheless, Bad Axe will start the first drive of this game, and The offense scoring, 27 some points a game, so they're scoring enough points to win games. That defense, though, is going to have a big job ahead of them. So point number one for Bad X, a long drive here that ends with a touchdown and killing some of that clock.
First play of the night starts at the 26-yard line. Bad X in the single wing to the left, and it's a direct snap to Jack Clancy. He's out for the running. He's at midfield. He's at the 40, down to the 30. Being tracked down by Sandy Cathrell. He's stiff arms all the way inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Bad X! The Bad X Hatchets score on the first play of the night. 11:39, just 21 seconds in. Jack Clancy breaks it up for 74 yards.
What are they doing? They scored that quick. Wow, what a run by Jack Clancy. And I don't know what Sandy Cathrell was doing, but he didn't have a chance. He caught him, which was impressive enough, but grabbing onto the back of the jersey, and he got a free 10 yards as Jack Clancy dragged him the rest of the way into the end zone, and an impressive start in this home crowd. It just erupted right in front of us as the home team goes up 6-0 over Cass City.
Going for two, trying to make this an 8-point ball game just 21 seconds into the game. Last year, Jack Clancy broke a bunch of kickoffs for returns. This time it's the first play. Clancy gets the 2-point conversion direct snap, and he is short at about the 1-foot line. Tackle made by Cass City's Noah Zaleski defensive end, so the score remains 6-0. The Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Cass City Redhawks 21 seconds into the play. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department.
Bad Axe with early momentum on homecoming night. They lead 6-0 over Cass City as Jack Clancy broke it out for 74 yards in the first play of football tonight. Kicking things off for Bad Axe, number 15, Micah Gordon. It comes in at the 15-yard line into the hands of Noah's Alex Perry. He breaks one tackle. He's out to across the 31-yard line. Tackle made by Cody Bailey, left guard, also defensive tackle for Bad Axe on special teams. 11:34 left in the first quarter. Cass City trails 6-0 to Bad Axe, and they'll start this drive with their own 32.
Well, there's an eye-opener for the Cass City team.
Yeah.
As they're stunned on the first play of the game. Now we'll see if that momentum carries over to the defensive side of the ball. This is the point of the game where Bad Axe really is going to have their hands full trying to stop all these playmakers, and already you're seeing it mixed up. Bryce Fernald taking the first snap at quarterback.
And it's a direct snap. right through the gap. Jordan Mester right up the gut, across to about the 34-yard line. Tackle made by number 52, Toby McPhee, for the Bad Axe Hatchets. That was a gain of, I would say 2 yards. Second down, 8 to go.
Not much happening. The Bad Axe front four really won that first battle as Jordan Mester just to dive right up the middle, and that front four of Bad Axe able to stop his momentum early.
In the straight tee, Fernald under center. A handoff to Sandon Cathrell, trying to feed around the right side. Bad Axe breaks free with that first tackle, but he's still in the backfield. Now lunges forward for some positive yards across the 35. They're going to mark him down to the 36-yard line. Tackle made by Chandler Cady, and we already have him. A player down for the Bad Axe Hatchets. And so they're going to bring the crew out. It's going to bring up a third down and 6 for the Cass City Redhawks at their own 37-yard line. And not good news here. Bad Axe is Jack Clancy on the field. He took his helmet off. He's sitting up now. He might have just gotten the wind knocked out of him or something close or similar to that. Hopefully he's okay and he's coming off of his own power.
He is walking off under his own power. No help with his coaching staff. So I like your diagnosis, Dr. Ramsey. I think he'll be all right. And after sitting out a play, he'll check back in.
You know, my brothers may be the doctors, but I might be the smart one.
Why'd you say might?
Well, I don't want it to sound too cocky.
I see.
It's early in the game.
Arrogance or confidence? It's a fine line, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Still haven't found it. Third and 6 now for the Cass City Redhawks at the 36-yard line. It's a two-man backfield, receiver wide each way. Fernald hands it off to Cathrell coming around the left side this time. He takes on his defender, has the first down all the way out to the 44-yard line, brought down by Jensen Emmerich. As Cathrell had the corner there, and he got the first down when they needed it. That is good enough for a 8-yard gain, maybe even 9, first and 10 from the 44.
Well, you watch Cass City spread it out. They put a receiver on each side of the field. And actually, Micah Gordon there really messed it up over here at corner. He had the option of taking out Cathrell, and instead he undercut him and allowed Cathrell to get to the sideline, which gave him a first down. If he'd have forced him back to the middle, I think they could have stopped him and forced fourth down.
Same exact formation as the last play. Receiver Winey Dwayne. It's a handoff right up the gut to Jordan Mester. It's Toby McPhee stopped that one in his tracks. McPhee is the middle linebacker for Bad Axe. Second down, 10 to go from the 45-yard line.
And just a junior, Toby McPhee, off to a good start this year on defense. That tackle will allow maybe 1 yard at the most. Jordan Mester, no running room up the middle so far. Bad Axe has held that ground pretty well here in this first series.
The ball right at the mid logo of the field at the 45-yard line. Fernald hands it off to Cathrell. Cathrell breaks free, has no one in front of him at the 40. Now down to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cass City. 9:25 in the game. And Sandon Cathrell responds to the Bad Axe touchdown with a touchdown of his own, and now we are tied 6-6.
I just got done saying you cannot allow these speedy athletes to get to the sideline, because when they do, they turn on the jets and nobody is catching them. And that's exactly what almost happened on a couple plays before, and on this one here, just a simple run play off the right end. Cathrell doesn't like what he sees. He bounces to the outside, and that corner comes in to face him, and Cathrell jukes right to the sideline, and it's a sprint from there. And most of the time, just like this time, he wins, and Cass City responds with a quick long touchdown of their own.
In the T formation, it's a handoff to the third option. That'll be number 7, Hayden Horn. He gets in for the 2-point conversion, and now the Cass City Redhawks on top, 8-6. And we haven't even played 3 minutes of football here tonight. From Bad Axe, Michigan, it's Cass City 8, Bad Axe 6, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Shoreline in Sebling to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Shoreline in Sebling goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
I am Brendan Wickert, and I'm from Sebling. I've been in the car business here at Moore Shoreline since 2013. I started out washing cars, and I have been up front now for going on 4 years. The thing I like most about working at Moore Shoreline is the people that you meet each and every day and the people that you work with. Meeting different people, getting to know their needs and wants, and getting them in a vehicle that fits all their needs and wants. Another thing I handle here at Moore Shoreline, I get involved in every bit and piece of the business. I've helped out in service, I've helped out in finance. From my day-to-day, I am in sales, but I also do take care of our website. If you are ever in the market for a newer used vehicle, come see me, Brendan Wickert, at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and I will get you in the car of your dreams. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.